All right, good morning, everybody. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy and righteous name, for the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Grateful as well as thankful for today, a day like no other day. I am so excited. Amen. As we approach and we are just getting close and close to seeing God do some incredible things that are about to take place in our lives, I am just so excited that God have allowed us to be a part of this great day, a day that we have never seen before, but we can testify that the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. I am grateful as well as thankful. On tomorrow, we will have been on this line 3,333 days, four threes, 3333. So it is just an honor to be able to tap into such a grace that God has allowed us to be a part of. And I'm just so thankful. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. There are some things you're going to have to pull down. You got to pull it down. You got to believe that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. You know, every time that God get ready to do something incredible, we watch God do something incredible. So let's watch him today as we pursue and we continue to do what we're doing, that the Lord has been so faithful. I'm so grateful for you. Tell yourself today, say, my body is healed from all sickness and diseases. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. See, I got to get that down in my spirit, that regardless of what my body say, I can't say what my body say. I got to say what I want to see. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. You know, that's the greatest thing that the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. He said that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So whatever you say, you're going to eat the fruit thereof. And in Genesis 1 says that we shall be fruitful and multiply and replenish and have dominion and subdue. That's the power that God has given us. We got to believe that we are supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I got to speak the words that I want to see in my life. I don't care what I'm looking at. I got to say what I want to see. And you got to believe that what you say is going to manifest in your life. This is a crucial time of your life. You know, I made up in my mind that I will not allow life to pass me by. Somebody's got too much to offer, too much joy, too much peace, too much happiness, too much greatness, too much excitement to allow sadness and discouragement to come upon your life. I won't let life pass me by. You know, the senior prophet was saying yesterday, he said something that was so key that we got to understand that Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I mean, you are supposed to live life, that life is so sweet. Life is so kind. Life is so awesome. Life is so generous. Life is just so productive. Life, I don't care what the enemies say, is what I'm going to get out of life. I'm going to get life and have life more abundantly. Why? Because Jesus said it. I believe today that your life is getting ready to make some changes that you never seen before. I believe that the moment have come that you're getting ready to step into bigger, better, and greater. I believe that your life is turning around, and it's turning around on purpose. I'm going to say that one more time for the saved folks who just happened to let that slip by. I believe that life is happening, and it's happening on purpose. It's not going to be an accident. I'm not looking for an accidental life. I'm looking for a life on purpose, that I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be above and not beneath. I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I am in the blessings of God. Say that with me. Say, I am in the blessings of God. God is about to allow something special to take place. So I'm rooping myself up. I'm getting myself excited that today, 3,332 days that we have been doing this. You know, that is just such, regardless of the time zone, regardless of the day, regardless of what time, that we have been walking in such greatness for the Lord. Just the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, he said, if we hearkenly, diligently seek after him, all these blessings are going to come on us and overtake us. Do you not think that this is consistency? We don't see people come on this line, people stop, people get blessed, people get healed. I've seen people get kidneys. This is incredible that because of the prayers of the saints have availed as much. I believe and receive that you're healed. Say it, I'm healed. I believe that you are delivered. Say it, I'm delivered. I believe that you are blessed. Come on, say it, I'm blessed. Come on, I believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am ahead and not behind no more. Come on, you ought to say that. I need two, if not three of you, to grab that word, that you are ahead and not behind. Every area of your life, you're becoming the head. God is giving you wisdom. He's giving you knowledge. He's giving you understanding. I believe bigger, better, bigger, better, bigger, better, bigger, better, bigger is about to explode in your life. I remember years ago, we used to have this bubble gum that when you chew it, it had this thinner feeling that used to come out like a liquid right in the middle. So when you start chewing it, I believe that something is about to explode out of you. Something so big, something so great, that the Bible tells us over in Job 42 that God is turning your captivity around. He's turning the captivities of your life around. God is turning it around. You ought to say, God is turning it around. So I believe and receive that today. Listen, this is going to be a crucial day that we're believing as we pray for the people that are getting ready to go to the polls. We believe in that the person that God wants to lead us is going to lead us. Whoever should be in the office of the White House of the United States, January 20th, 2025, is going to be elected tonight. That's what's getting ready to take place, that people are going to the poll. We're praying that the right person get in play, that because the Bible say when the righteous lead, the people rejoice. They excited. I mean, I know it's a hard choice, but you need to go and vote. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you that, you know, we just got to believe that the right person going to get in play that would not bring embarrassment to the name of Christ and to the name of this country. I believe that this is one of the blessed countries in the world, and I believe that receive that God favors upon us. I don't care about the evil that is going on. Listen, everybody in the country ain't evil. I believe I can find 10 in the country that's not evil. Abraham said, Lord, if I find 10, God, then that's laws of God. That's laws of God, not 10. I believe that there's 10 people on the line today that's going to stand in faith and believe that the right person is going to be in office, the right person is going to be in the Senate, the right person is going to be in the House of Representatives, the right person is going to be in the governor's seat, the sheriff's seat, the county seat, whatever seat that's going to be filled, the right person is going to be in the seat. I pray that you receive that today, that you go out and you vote today. You go vote. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote. You do that today. Also today, we're going to start our consumer law education classes starting tonight in Jeffersonville. Listen, if you're tired of struggling because of your credit, bad credit is going to put you in a position that you cannot stay in the bed. Bad credit is going to put you in a position that you cannot drive the best. I'm telling you now, because credit got something to do with everything you do in this country. You say, but I don't believe in credit. I don't want no credit. Okay, Walmart got credit. Amazon got credit. Wells Fargo got credit. United States of America got credit. Georgia Power, Southern Company got credit. Target got credit. Every business in America got credit. You say, but how is that? Well, every time you put money in your 401k, They put it in one of these countries. That's credit. So they're taking your money and putting it on credit, even if you don't do it, they gonna do it. So you gotta believe that your credit has got to come up to 750 and above. I believe today that you are about to step into a different level of wealth. This wealth transfer is gonna transfer through the spirit of credit. I believe that the woman that came to Elisha, when she came to Elisha, she said, my husband dead, they're coming at my children. I need a miracle. I need you to tell God to. He said, I'll tell you what you got in your house. She said, I got some oil. He said, okay, go borrow empty vessels, borrow not a few. In other words, I'm going to use your credit. God Almighty. See, her husband's credit was bad. God Almighty. He didn't pay the bills. I ain't going to say his credit went bad. He just died and didn't pay the credit off. So now the money is not flowing. See, you got to believe that there's an anointing that's not just going to be on your husband. It's going to be on the wife, too. I mean, that's what Proverbs 33:31 said, that she's a virtual woman, one that know how to rule a house well, one who know how to make increase in a house, one that knows how to make money. God Almighty. She's a bad girl. Both of they used to talk about Proverbs 31 woman. They don't talk about her no more because, you know, most of them don't want to work. So you got to get to a place to understand that she was a woman that can produce miracles, signs, and wonders. You got to believe that God is going to give you wisdom. He's going to show you how to tap into this credit fountain of wealth. That's where it is. That's where it's happening. That, listen, he gives you more based on your ability to get more. So he has given all of us a measure of faith. Are we going to let the faith stay the same size? Is it going to be a seed? Well, I got muscle seed faith. It ought to be a tree by now. It ought to have some branches, some leaves. It ought to have some shade. It ought to have been grown by now. You got to have some faith. So I believe that these classes, the things that God is going to reveal to us, that he's going to show us through this here, the lens of the eyes of your consumer report. Listen, you don't want somebody else to keep doing it for you. You want to learn how to make things turn around for yourself. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm going to say it for the same folks in the back and those that are on the side. You want to make this moment become, I want to change my life because I don't want to pay high interest no more. I don't want to have to pay 16, 17, 21% interest on a car. I don't want to have to pay the extremely high prices for my house. I want to be able to borrow and borrow not a few. I want to be able to have so much money that I can help fund the kingdom of God. So when, listen, that man came with Jesus and be able to say, all right, let me take his body. He had some money. He had some money that he allowed Jesus to borrow his tomb so that he can be buried in. That's the place we want to be, that if God wants access to our resources, we can have it. If we got it, we got it. If we don't, you're going to struggle. You're going to be in pain. You're going to be in hurt. You need some money, but your money and your credit has got to come together in a place with an anointing that God is getting ready to break some yokes, destroy some yokes. Listen, today is 3,332 days today. So God is getting ready to release this, the eve of the four threes. Good God Almighty, that a priest right there. This the eve of the four threes, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and me. God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and me. I believe that God that's in me is about to do something incredible. He's going to do something with this credit thing. This credit thing is getting ready to tap you into a market that you have never been able to tap into before, and it's going to start today. Listen, not you in Middle Georgia. You that's it. Listen, you need to get there to this class. You need to be in this class. Come, listen, stop depending on somebody else to change your life. You praying, God giving you the answer, get in the class. I'm going to say it one more time. You praying, God giving us the answer, you need to be in the class. You need to be, I don't care if you're young, you're old, you're whatever, you need to get this. If you learn this, You will not have to struggle. Your children and your children's children can be able to walk into this anointing. My sisters, my brothers, my sons, daughters of faith, you need this knowledge. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. It's a bad thing to have the knowledge and you're scared. You know, one of the worst things that you can do, and I'm getting ready to let you go. One of the worst things you can do is have information and don't use it. Don't let your notepad be smarter than you. I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let your notepad be smarter than you. I'm going to say that one more time for the saved folk. Don't let your recorder be smarter than you. In other words, the information you took notes on, it, you ain't doing nothing with it. The recorder you recorded with, you ain't doing nothing with it. You hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. You got to be able to take this information, utilize it so that it can bring transformation in your life. Your life can change, situation can turn around, and we're going to watch God be, ooh, I felt the Holy Ghost on that one. We're going to watch God become God in our life. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Do you not hear that? No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. So in other words, you ain't going to be broke no more. You're not struggling no more. You got to get it. Listen, this is what I want you to do. If you don't have your consumer report, you need to go to freecredit.com and order it. Print it off. You need to print it off. Print it off. If you ain't ordered it already, go to freecredit, freecreditsco.com, and just print it off. Pay the dollar. And print the whole thing off, because you need to see it all. You need to see your addresses, your phone numbers, and see how you looking like on there. You might be looking like a clown. You say, but I don't look like no clown. Well, if you got five names on there, four addresses, six telephone numbers, you're looking like a clown. You can't be distinguished. And anytime you don't look like one person, you're looking like a clown. So you need to be able to fix some stuff. So let's order the consumer report. Do that. Go get all three. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experience. Get it all. Get it all. And let's watch God do something incredible. I don't know about you, but I believe that we all can have 750 credit score. We're going to show you how to build a great credit file. Great. Oh, my God. A great credit file with some good paying history, some good life to it, good mixture of credit. I'm going to show you how to do it all. Let's do this. Let's take y'all ain't talking to me. Listen, let's believe God that he's going to fix your credit. Because if he can fix your credit, you ain't got to worry about, can you get a phone? You ain't got to ask nobody to co-sign for you. You ain't got to ask nobody, hey, would you come? No, you don't need to be asking folk to get in your business when it comes to you making a financial transaction. You want to be able to get what you want, get the best of the best, living the best, drive the best, have the best. I want you to own that God can put you as a good stewardship over some stuff in the earth. I want you to have your own property, your own house, your own houses. That's what he said, Mark 10:30. Give you houses and lands. Just believe that you're going to receive. I don't just want to confess it. I want to live it. Hallelujah. I don't just want to confess it. I want to live it. So let's believe in that today. Let's get in these classes. Let's get in these classes. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars to be in these classes. Now, you're getting it. You ain't paying thousands and thousands of dollars. You need to be in these classes, folks. Hey. I tell you, if I charge folks, they'll come. Oh, Lord, get in the classes. I don't want you broke. I don't want you. Listen, you can't do a whole lot broke. You can't do a whole lot lack. Stop talking about I ain't got no money. You can get money. You can create money if you got good credit. I'm trying to show you how to make money with your credit. Quit making excuses what you ain't got. When God giving you an opportunity to get it. Nobody want to hear that no more. I'm tired of hearing the same stuff. I ain't got enough money. I can't hardly do what I got to do. We can't do that. We can't go on vacation. We can't buy this. We can't do this. I just one day a thing going to change. It ain't going to change unless you change. You're going to have to change the way you deal with life, change the way you handle life. Stop letting life tell you. You tell it. But you got to know some stuff. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't know. Ain't many churches going to do this. Ain't many because the pastors don't know. The pastors got jacked up credit. So if the pastor got jacked up credit, how he going to teach you how to get the credit? Not happening, folks. So you got to get this stuff together. Let's watch God. Let's believe God today. For bigger, better, and greater is going to take place. It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. Somebody going to hear the Lord today, and we're going to believe and receive today. Is anybody here going to get some good credit or what?
Man, I am.
Yes.
I am.
The Brits are.
I am. The Vances are.
I am.
Yes.
I want y'all to get this credit, man, because you get that credit. I don't want you to sit around. You got to sit around here. You can be young, old. It don't matter. Good credit don't have age limit on it. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The longer you have good credit, the bigger, the greater your score.
I am Frank.
I want your credit to be 750 and above.
Amen.
If your credit in the threes, the fours, the fives, the six, you need to be in the class. Even if it's in the seven, you need to know what to do with it. Don't be afraid to have good credit. Good credit can bring wealth to you. How you think Jacob got blessed? He helped build Laman's credit. Say he built Laman's credit. Yeah, he built up his whole livestock. How you think Joseph got blessed? Because he showed Pharaoh how to tap into the supernatural abundance. What he did, he learned how to use saving, and he was able to multiply. That came through wisdom. So you can get it today. Let's tap into it. If you're going to live in the palace, you can't have a broke mindset. It ain't happening. It just can't. Palace folks got wealth. They know how to understand this world economic system. So you that is in Middle Georgia, tonight is your night, 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8:30. We're going to be there about an hour and a half. We're going to do some Q&A. Bring your consumer report so we can look at it, so we can show you what you need to do to make it happen. Let's make changes today. Call back at 12 today. Bishop, we like you to be on here at 12. So let's do this. Let's believe God. Have a great day, everybody. Let's call your bodies healed in Jesus' name. It is so.